RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is.
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Can't be on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard. Good morning in Richmond. Good afternoon in Madrid, Spain, where the Washington Commanders will take on the Miami Dolphins on Sunday morning. Mark your calendars. Set your alarms. Pre-game show starts at 6:30 a.m. I expect all of you right here, bright and early, smiling faces ready for some American football in the great nation of Spain. We'll get an update from Madrid. Get you ready for that one in a little bit. I think this is going to be a very exciting football game. And I love, you play this game in America, it's a snoozer. The crowd's, half full, half outside tailgating, half no shows. It's 2-3-7 teams that have had major disappointments this season. You move this to Madrid, it's going to be a rocking place. They bought tickets a long time ago. People are over there. When the ball kicks off, everybody wants their team to win. Everybody wants their team to come out on top, and that'll be the Commanders fans, and that'll be the Dolphins fans, and that'll be the players on the team. You add in the significance of a major defensive coaching shift this week. Dan Quinn, in addition to being head coach, is going to call the plays defensively, taking that over from Joe Witt Jr., puts a little extra pressure on him to get the defense right. I think we've got ourselves the makings of a good football game, an exciting football game, and a significant football game for a team that's either going to go into the bye week with a little bit of momentum or go into the bye week needing to seriously reevaluate where it is and where it's going. At 11 o'clock, my conversation with Ben Standig, you know him from the Standig Room Only, sorry, the Last Man Standig podcast. That's his old podcast. He's got a new one now. He's on Substack at Last Man Standing. We chatted about a lot of those big picture things. I did use the term vibes. Go ahead and drink to get this show started this morning. But I actually don't want to start with football. I want to start with football. Maybe we're running some kind of exchange program with Spain. They talk about football. We talk about football. I don't know. MLS this morning announced that they are moving their calendar to reflect the international calendar starting in the 2027 MLS season. All right, I'm a little bit intrigued by that because this is a major development point for soccer in America, and I think it's an acknowledgement that soccer in America is not where it needs to be and maybe is under a little bit more competitive forces than people give it credit for. Let's break that down. Right now, the MLS season starts at the beginning of the year in March or April, runs through December. We're in the MLS playoffs right now, building towards the MLS Cup. That's not how international soccer works. International soccer works on what you'd call the academic year, kind of. They start the season late July, early August. They take an extensive winter break. They don't play games in January. Then they pick it back up in February, move towards the end of the season. Now, one key difference here, international soccer does not do playoffs, right? There are limited examples of relegation games, promotion games, little brackets where you figure out which team's going to be promoted, but there's no such thing as a championship game or a championship series outside of some of the intra-Europe competitions, which have those. You don't have those in your main leagues, and MLS is going to keep the playoffs in the MLS Cup because this is still America, folks, after all. Now, the people are big mad because there's a lot of Northern MLS teams. Seattle's got a big following. Portland's got a big following. Vancouver, you go up north, obviously. New York's got two, and on up to Boston, etc. They're going to be playing soccer games, outdoors presumably, in December and in February, and it's going to be cold, and I get that. I think, though, if MLS is going to be what it wants to be, which is a globally respected league, not the best league, it'll never be that, but if it wants to be a globally respected league, it's got to do this. Name an MLS news story, like ever. So there's two obvious ones. David Beckham plays and Lionel Messi plays. If you want a deep cut, like if I'm naming MLS stories that have broken through to the extent that we talk about them on this air, Freddie Adu, probably would have talked about Freddie Adu if we were doing the show then. I think we mentioned the 14-year-old who signed with Philadelphia. We didn't give that any airtime though. I'm trying to think. I can't think of another MLS story this is broken through to the mainstream. Wayne Rooney was a coach at DC United. I don't think we did anything with that the entire time he was there. He's a name, and then he got canned. It didn't break through at all, right? So your two big stories have been famous people who come here to play out their retirement, or in Messi's case, not retire. He seems to still be rolling full speed. To be respected, you're going to have more star athletes playing more games more often. And a big part of this is going to be TV, because right now people don't want to watch the MLS on TV. Right now, you have your option. You can watch any sport in the world. You're going to pick Champions League. You're going to pick Premier League. You're going to pick La Liga. You're going to pick Bundesliga, right? All of those are better, more renowned. And it's a little bit like college football. Right, we talk about how the SEC is dominating. You can argue the ACC till you're blue in the face, and some people do. Oh, the ACC is the best. We love the ACC. But the SEC's got the passion, the tradition, the name. I'm always going to watch Duke Carolina basketball, even when they're bad. I'm always going to watch Duke Carolina basketball. Other games, not as much. You got to sell me on that. That's the uphill battle MLS is facing. The critics hate it. I like it. I think you've got to do something to try to get yourself more aligned with the way people are watching soccer in the rest of the world. You can't do this, we're America, we don't use the metric system kind of nonsense anymore. People have options. Televisions have options. There's a billion channels. I still don't get ESPN, but I get a billion channels. I can watch really great soccer anytime I want to watch really great soccer. MLS has to move into that space. I think they've got to go to promotion relegation at some point too. But right now, MLS is kind of a Ponzi scheme where the money they make is from new franchises coming in and not the actual running of MLS. So I don't know if they're financially secure enough to do promotion and relegation, because at that point, you really kind of close the door to the expansion fees, to that growth, to that new money. I don't know if anybody's going to, you know, get public money to build a stadium, which is not a thing they do in Europe. Nobody's going to get public money to build a stadium for a team that might be second division at some point. So I think that's a major obstacle. But this was a major obstacle, and we're getting it cleared. Kudos to MLS changing the calendar this morning. You didn't think I'd start with that, did you? But we did. All right. Here's Dan Quinn a little while ago. He's in Madrid. Commanders playing football in Spain on Sunday.
Go right past the stadium, man. It's the coolest on the way here. Maybe it's a 15 or 20 minute ride, but that's when it hits you. It's okay, because you're in the hotel, you're just kind of going, you're in the meetings. You could put that meeting space anywhere, it's going to be the same of things that you do. But being out and knowing that, hey, we get to opt to do something that's first time here, that's not lost on us. We discussed that in the meeting today, and what a great op, man. You really got to go for it. But yeah, we're pumped to be a part of it.
As Dan Quinn, we're pumped to be a part of it. He's pumped to be in Spain. He thinks this is a great week away with the team. Chance to refocus, chance to zero in on what they need to do to get better. And let's lay this out clearly. They have room to get better. They have room to improve. I'm not saying the injuries aren't an excuse. They're a very valid excuse. I'm not saying the tough schedule is not an excuse. It's a very valid excuse. But I'm saying that lots of teams have had injuries and tough schedules and not been on the worst stretch of football since 2002. It's a thing that happens. They have improvement available to them. And they're in Spain, and they're going for it. And I think the atmosphere is going to be huge. I think it's going to feel like a big game. I think it is a big game for these guys. I'm excited to see how they come out on the other side, and we'll get you ready for that. We'll make some football picks. Friday fun show, revisit my rant about the ACC, because
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mentioned that. Ben Standig in conversation at 11 o'clock. Gary Hess drops by at 11:30 to get us ready for the high school playoffs. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio at noon. You know where you are. You're in the home for the Commanders early Sunday morning in Richmond. This is 910 The
Friday
Fan.
Friday morning.
Get used to being early, because it's going to be early on Sunday morning when you listen to the official Washington Commanders pregame show starting at 6:30 a.m. right here on The Fan. Of course, we'll have the whole post game for you during Reasonable Hours. Great NFL slate this weekend. Enjoy the games. You've got my picks for what they're worth, which is nothing. I'm excited to watch. I think this is the most you can hope for from 2-3-7 teams, which is new environment, you know, sold out crowds, going to be screaming. When the ball is kicked, if you're a Commanders fan, when the ball is kicked, you will, if you're in that stadium, you will forget that team is 3-7 and the other team is 3-7. You're going to scream your head off for them. After the game, you are not going to forget it. And if they win, you know, you feel all right. And if they lose, well, let's melt down the phone lines on Monday, because, man, that's going to be a situation coming off of one of the historically worst stretches of football in a long time, statistically, since 2002. Commanders and the Dolphins, Sunday on The Fan. What am I watching for? Keys to victory. I think you've got to start with the secondary. You're down Lattimore, you're down Amos. What are you going to do to fill those holes? What are you going to do to contain the big plays of the Miami defense? Now, what they did early in the season is they got pressure on the quarterback. In the games they've been most successful this year, they got after Russell Wilson. They got after Geno Smith. They got after Justin Herbert for a big win in L.A. Now, I understand Dorrance Armstrong isn't there, but I think there's still room to get after the quarterback. A lot of that's on scheme. A lot of that's on the things the coach dials in. It's all Dan Quinn now. You know, I think it's been Dan Quinn the whole time, but it's all Dan Quinn now. He's got to make the calls. How aggressive do you get? I think they have to be aggressive to cover for this secondary. They need more out of their linebackers as well. Nick Ballore, one of the captains this week, he's the special teams captain, but won't surprise me. He gets some snaps on defense as well. Bring some energy, bring some speed. I can tolerate mistakes, but I can't tolerate slow play. It's the modern NFL. You got to be fast. You got to be instinctive. It is important for each of those things to be right there, right on top of it. Every guy filling his you know, matchup, his gap, whatever it is. These are the important things on Sunday. They've got to play fast. They've got to be ready. For the Dolphins, it defensively, I think it's about shutting down the run game. The Commanders have rebuilt their identity, and kudos to Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not defending him. It's been a rough season, but I am saying he turned the boat, you know, mid-ocean. He saw where this thing was headed. And he turned into a run-first team, and I think they've had a little success with that. We saw Chris Rodriguez pop a bit last week. I think Bill is due for a big game for the Dolphins. It's going to be about stuffing the run, finding a way to make the Commanders one-dimensional, make them win in the air. And I don't think if they do that, the Commanders can win a game that's exclusively played in the air. I think Cliff was correct to take him to a running team. I think he was correct to make that move. Jeremy McNichols, who I haven't mentioned, right, catching passes out of the backfield. That's been a big part of their success this year. Run team first, Washington Commanders. That's what you're looking for. Sunday in Madrid. Last night, of course, Patriots beat the Bills. Travion Henderson, shout out to the pride of Richmond, Travion Henderson. He's from Hopewell. That's all right. It's like we used to say with Justin Verlander. When he wins, he's the pride of Richmond, Virginia. When he loses, he's from Goochland. Travion Henderson, he's a winner. He's from Richmond today. He's always ours. I love him. Tyler Warren's on bye this week, so and Russ isn't playing. So I believe Travion locks up Richmond Player of the Week honors. Some fantasy owners who grabbed him for the local ties probably feeling pretty good with themselves right about now. Steph Curry and Under Armour divorce yesterday. They're no longer making shoes together. Curry's going to take his Curry brand and go solo with it. I would read a deep dive into that. I know there's a lot of, you know, like, AY's a Virginia guy, but he followed Maryland because he was up in D.C. I know all the D.C. people have this irrational love of University of Maryland sports. I don't get it. Like, if you went there, I get it. But for the people who didn't go there, it's kind of weird how fascinated D.C. is with University of Maryland sports. I would read a deep dive because Kevin Plank's the Under Armour guy, and it looked for a second like Maryland was going to be Oregon of the East, right? All the money from a shoe company creating an athletic powerhouse. And then Under Armour just kind of didn't become that. And they got Curry, which was an incredible coup, steal him from the Nike machine. They moved some merchandise, but they never really became a legit competitor to Nike. And I can't think of the last time I bought an Under Armour anything or saw it in a store. I'm sure the Maryland people can call and yell at me for that. I'd read a deep dive into that because it felt inevitable at one point that was going to be Under Armour or Nike, right? 1-2, you know, with Adidas and Reebok in that mix. And they fell hard from that perch. And Curry's going to do his own thing. I think you kind of just have to at this stage of his career. He's probably way closer to the end than the beginning. But he's loved. You talk about most famous or best NBA players. Certainly of this generation, it's LeBron. Curry's more loved, though. And you throw in the Olympic heroics, right, which meant so much to him and to all of us watching at home. He's loved. He's a great brand and will continue to be a great brand and a great ambassador for a great brand and could have been a Virginia Tech Hokie. That's all right. I'm over it. We're all over it. We got Neo. We got Neo Kassif-Dallas. Tech's got their second chance rebooting things. James Franklin, by the way, was at the Old Dominion football game last night. Our guy David Teal, star journalist down there, asked him, hey, you got to take the Virginia Tech job. And he said he didn't want to talk about it. He was just there to support the two coaches. He knew both of them. So no James Franklin update. Other than that, no comment to David Teal. There's a lot of smoke. I think the reason there's no fire is because everybody sees how lucrative of a coaching cycle this could be. And Tech's a good job. Tech's not the best job, but Tech's a very good job. But what if Kiffin bounces from Ole Miss? What if one of these primo jobs opens? What if Kalen DeBoer says, I've had enough at Alabama, y'all don't appreciate me? I don't think that would happen, obviously. I think he's there for a reason. But what if a Dan Lanning decides he needs to come east, that this Big Ten experiment is not working out? There's a lot of dominoes that could fall. I think Franklin's wise to keep his options open. I don't think there's a handshake deal. I think he's the favorite. I say with great certainty that job is his if he wants it. Does he want it? I think he needs to wait until after the season to decide that because a lot of dominoes are going to fall and it's going to be a wild offseason in college football. Big game on Saturday, of course, UVA Duke. UVA quarterback Chandler Morris remains in concussion protocol, is officially questionable for tomorrow. On three reports, quote, there is legitimate hope he can play this weekend. Now, he would not be able to in the NFL. If you can't clear concussion protocol by the time of your team's last practice, which would have been yesterday for UVA, you are not allowed to play in the game. College is different. He can pass the tests on Saturday morning, play Saturday night. Now, I'm not weighing in either way on that, whether that's good or bad, just to say it's a big game for UVA. They got to win to keep their ACC title game hopes alive. I don't think they can do it without him. I think everybody knows the score here. And you throw in the money. They paid him a lot of money to be quarterback this season. It's a factor. I'm not saying it should be, and I think the doctors will administer the tests fairly, but I understand the pressure on everybody to get him out there for a big game this weekend. All right, I should have talked baseball today. Shohei Ohtani, MVP, is unanimous. Of course it's unanimous. Of course, the Yankee guy wins in the AL. Should have been Cal Raleigh. Of course, everybody knows that. It's always the Yankees guy, though. What a sour note to end this show on. Madrid, Sunday, 6:30 a.m. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. And every week, we attempt to pick the football game. Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it does not go well. It is always for entertainment purposes. It is always football. Ball picks. Off we go with this weekend where Friday night lights are pretty good in college football. Clemson, Louisville. Yeah, Clemson's not good this year, but they're still Clemson. Louisville very much still knocking on the door, needs to stay perfect. A little ACC action. Louisville only a 3-point favorite. I think that shows a little respect for Clemson, respect that I don't have. Take the Cards in this one as Clemson's rough season continues. Very curious what they do with Dabo after the season there. I don't think you can get rid of him. You got to have some kind of reckoning that the way you're doing things probably isn't going to work in the new college football. Minnesota, Oregon as well. Oregon's going to steamroll Minnesota. But you get a name team on Friday night. Nothing wrong with that. Two good Friday night college football games. On to Saturday, where Notre Dame Pitt is the opportunity for Pitt to show it's for real and enter this national conversation. Notre Dame, 12.5-point favorites. You know they'll have plenty of fans there at the stadium formerly known as Heinz Field. I like the Irish in this one. I think they're still playing with the chip on their shoulder that relates back to when they were top 10 in the college football, the initial college football rankings. Everybody's like, that ain't right. Eye test doesn't lie. They are top 10. They are really good. They've got the losses. I understand why people are mad. Look, when you have a committee, the committee watches the games. The committee decides who's good and who's not good. We like that system. Let's stick with that system. Arkansas, LSU, this game, long forgotten teams left by the side of the road looking for coaches. LSU finds a way at home because they still got the athletes. I'm curious what Arkansas does with all their Tyson chicken money. James Madison, JMU. This is a throw the record books out game. They're hosting App State. They're 21-point favorites at home. They're not going to win this one by 21. You're hoping they win. If they win out, can they jump South Florida? That's the question. I think one of the two slips up along the way. We're pulling for the Dukes. 21-point favorites on Saturday. Got to handle their business in a very important game. Same time, same high stakes. UVA at Duke. It's a consequential game that's not on the basketball court. Get out of town. The winner of this game will have an inside track to the ACC title game. The loser of this game is almost certainly eliminated from ACC title game contention. Big game in Durham. Will Chandler Morris return? We're all waiting for word on that. Looks like he's been practicing this week. If he plays, I like UVA plus the 4.5. Cardiac Cavs find a way. If he doesn't play, sure doesn't feel like there's any offense outside of him.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Reminds me of a certain NFL team that lost its star quarterback to multiple leg injuries this season. Enough said about that. Penn State at Michigan State. Penn State by 7.5. Love Penn State in this one. Great 3:30 window. You got Oklahoma, Alabama as well. OU only a 6-point dog going to Bryant Denny to face the Crimson Tide. Is Bama going to make the SEC title game after losing to Florida State? Everybody called him soft. I like Bama in this one. Oklahoma is a really good team, though. That's going to be a super fun game to watch. Big Ten at 3:30. I'm telling you, 3:30 is the time to be in front of the television. Maybe they'll get it worked out by then. Just saying, YouTube TV, get on it. Get on it. Iowa, USC. Trojans 7-point favorites. Hawkeyes are playing decent football, man. You saw them hang with Oregon. I think they're due for a big one. Sign me up for Iowa. This is not the Iowa of yore. They can actually score points now. How about that? Who knew? Who knew that they had that gear to them? They do now. That'll be a fun one to watch. In prime time, Texas at Georgia. This is the chance for Texas to launch itself into the playoff discussion. They're hovering right now. They're in if the playoffs started today. They got Georgia and A&M coming down the stretch. They can prove themselves in these games. They can also fall out of contention in these games. For Georgia, man, this is the new SEC. Get used to it. Get ready for it, Kirby Smart. It's just a meat grinder every single week. They're 6-point favorites. I am still dealing with the Texas I saw in the first 3 weeks. I can't wrap my head around Texas being competitive at Georgia. I know they've improved. I know they're better. I know they're well coached. I know they got a lot of athletes. But just that voice in the back of my head saying, you got to go with Georgia in this one. Virginia Tech Hokies, Florida State Seminoles down in Tallahassee. Hokies 14-point dogs. I think that's about fair. Tough season for the Hokies ends with a tough slate, although they've got a chance to redeem themselves, but it's that UVA game. It's got nothing to do with Tallahassee. It's that UVA game in a couple weeks where they can make their season just a little bit better for all their fans. To the NFL as we do our weekly football picks. To Madrid, in fact, Commanders and the Dolphins. Commanders, 2.5-point underdogs. All right, I like the Commanders here. We've been talking about this. I think that Dan Quinn understands the stakes here. And Dan Quinn's going to throw everything he's got at this because this is all about whether or not Dan Quinn has to fire somebody on Monday. And he hates that, right? If they lose, if they go to 3-9 into the bye week, it doesn't matter that you made your little change. It doesn't matter that Joe Witt's on double secret probation. You're going to have to get rid of somebody. Will that happen or will they win? Cool the temperature just enough. Every win resets you to zero in the NFL. It'd be just enough to get the job done. I'm excited for that atmosphere in Madrid. A lot of fans made their plans before the season when they thought these teams would be good. They'll be screaming their head off. International games have been fun and random and wacky. I would expect nothing less from this one. Commanders over the Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites. Really good slate of games this week. It's been kind of a dud last couple weeks, I'm not going to lie. NFL has not delivered the last couple weeks like we're used to. Well, we make up for it this Sunday. This Sunday, we've got fantastic matchups. Dawn to dusk and beyond dusk because it's daylight savings time. It's not daylight savings time. Whatever it is, sun goes down before the 4 o'clock games kick. I hate it. That's all right. Packers, Giants, Jameis Winston. Enough said. I will always ride with Jameis Winston in a debut against the reeling Green Bay Packers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Buffalo Bills. Give me the Bills by 5.5. I think they're good. Now, they're chasing the Patriots. They're chasing the Patriots for that AFC's title and a potential bye. They cannot afford to slip up. Tampa's been great this year. They'll be in the playoffs, but I got Bills minus the 5.5 in this one. The Steelers are only 5.5-point favorites over the Bengals. What does that say? Man, that says the Steelers are reeling a little bit right now. They need some of that Mike Tomlin, let's get to 9-8 mojo. I think they get it. I like the Steelers in this one. Really fun 1 o'clock window. Also includes make room in your quad box for Bears Vikings. The Vikings are struggling. J.J. McCarthy, he's just a winner, folks, but he's not good in the first three quarters. You've got to give him the opportunity to get there and win. Chicago Bears under Caleb Williams have been making some noise. Bears 3-point dogs in this one. That's a smelly line. I think the Bears are better than the Vikings right now. You know how I feel about a smelly line. Go the other way. Take the Vikings. Vegas is trying to tell you something. Also at 1 o'clock, Chargers at the Jaguars. Chargers are the better team. I hate the 1 o'clock game for the team flying east. That's the Chargers in this case. Give me a little Jags, but I think the Chargers understand the importance of that AFC West race. They got to keep winning. 4:05, Seahawks and the Rams. Pair of 7-2 teams. NFC West first place on the line. Both teams are just steamrolling people. Matt Stafford should probably be the MVP right now. Clint Kubiak should probably be the coordinator of the year, hottest coach candidate for Seattle. I'm not selling Sam Darnold short. He's a good quarterback now. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Seattle's been playing with people on their way to dominant victories. The Rams have been grinding them out. I'm excited for this one. This is going to be a great football game. If I got to pick a team, give me the Rams. I'm often hesitant to grab a team that's been dominant. What's it going to be like when they get punched in the mouth? But, man, this is a very legit Seattle team. What a great division out there. The undercard in that one, Niners-Cardinals, the other NFC West matchup. Sure, the Niners. We don't bet against Kyle Shanahan. He finds a way. The 4:25 game is Chiefs-Broncos. It's fascinating. The Broncos, if they win, are four games up on the Chiefs with six to play. I'm going to declare that insurmountable if they get there. The Chiefs are three games back right now and are the betting favorites to win the whole freaking Super Bowl. Nobody disrespects Patrick Mahomes, that's for sure. What's going to happen here? Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites. They need this one. They actually don't have a great history of going to Denver regular season recently. I'm intrigued. I don't think Bo Nix is going to survive the Chiefs' pass rush. I think that's the difference here. It's the Chiefs' defense carrying them to victory. Lay the 4 at 4:25. Sunday night football, Lions and the Eagles in Philly. Philly's great. Loaded roster, great players, so much talent. Always in some kind of disarray, A.J. Brown complaining this week. The Lions are the opposite. They get more out of their talent than anybody in the league. Jared Goff has no business being a star quarterback. Here he is. He is one in the Dan Campbell system. You know, they've got players, but they've got a team. It's the exact opposite here. It's bizarro Eagles against the bizarro Lions. I will vote with my heart and not with my head. I know the Eagles are good. But, man, I cannot resist picking the Detroit Lions. And that's football picks. And we'll keep this show rolling on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Now, Friday fun show. We're back. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Gary Hess joins us normally on Thursdays, slides over to Fridays. But a very timely appearance. AWOD Radio, of course, comes up at noon. But tonight on The Fan, high school football playoffs. We wait all year for this. Win or go home. Gary, good morning. What's up?
How you doing, man? It is time for the second season, high school style.
Hermitage Midlo. This is a matchup that, like, I hear those two names and I'm like, they must play each other all the time. Two big names in the area. They don't play each other all the time. This is gonna be fun.
It is going to be very fascinating, contrasting styles, you know, athletic, wide open Hermitage and a little more calculated and conservative. Conservative, might, you know, they run and throw, but just a kind of a different style at Midlothian. It's going to be fascinating. Both teams are 8-2, you know, and you look at it, Midlothian's only losses are to Manchester and Huguenot. And Hermitage's only losses are to Verona and Holland Spring. So they have taken care of the teams they're supposed to take care of. And this is a 4-5 game in Region 5C, and it's exactly what you would expect in a 4-5 game. It's going to be very exciting. You know, it's an interesting exercise, Michael, when you look at all the playoff matchups locally and try to choose which one you're going to broadcast. You know, you're like, you see the top teams, you know, like in 4B, you got Dinwiddie and Verona and Huguenot and Louisa. Well, you know, you kind of figure all those guys are going to win, and they'll be playing each other next week. So it's like you kind of figure out where to go and what to do, and this is the game that jumped out at us as really the game to do. And I'm excited for the boys as they go to call it tonight.
Hokie Steve on the call tonight, and 6:45, is that right?
6:30.
Ooh, 6:30.
6:30. We got a full pregame tonight. Yeah. Yep. Got a full pregame show. I'll be involved. I interviewed the two coaches this week, so you'll get to hear me a little bit. At halftime, you'll hear from Kurt Von Bargen and Sam Mickens as we preview the state championship game tomorrow between Trinity and Benedictine.
Of all the teams that could have ended up in this spot playing for the VISAA title, what do you know? It's Benedictine and it's Trinity, man. This is a good one.
Yeah, stop me if you've heard this before. You know, going into the season, you looked at Benedictine and Trinity, and it's like, well, they're going to play the last week of the regular season, then they're going to play again for the state title. And here we are, 10-1 against 9-1. Trinity won the matchup 2 weeks ago. Can Benedictine turn the tide, flip the tables, you know, and all that? It's going to be the atmosphere over at Trinity Mar is going to be great. Noon kickoff. What a great atmosphere it's going to be. Wish I could be there. A couple of years ago, they played at Trinity for the state title. Chris and I went over there and did some stuff, social media stuff from the sidelines, and we had a blast. Atmosphere was incredible. Game went to overtime, and I think we could see another great ball game tomorrow between these two private school rivals, as we are now guaranteed that at least one 804 team will win a state championship.
That's true. And Trinity a couple weeks ago was the winner. Do we read anything into that, or do we throw that one out?
You know, it's very interesting. There was one year where the same team won twice, and it was a blowout the first time, and the second time they had to rally to win by 1 point. It's flipped. I remember a couple years ago we did the regular season finale, and Trinity won that game against an unbeaten Benedictine team, and then the Cadets came back and won. So I don't think there's a formula. I think it is every game's a living, breathing thing unto itself, and I think that if the first game was a close, great game, and I think this one will be as well.
All right, we'll look forward to that, and of course, tonight's game of the week as well. Get back here to the Fan at 6:30. All right, last night, ODU's playing. James Franklin's on the sideline. We got a lot of smoke now, Gary, about this guy coming to coach Virginia Tech. What a turn of events that would be, going from firing Brent Pry to investing in the program to now all of a sudden James Franklin's maybe the guy you're going to get.
You know, I think it's interesting. I love how you can make that jump from, okay, he's on the sidelines at an ODU game. So, and I don't mean you, anybody. I don't mean, you know, it's like, oh, well, he's on the sidelines at an ODU game. Clearly he's going to get the Virginia Tech job. I don't think one has anything to do with the other necessarily. Ricky Ronnie, the coach at Old Dominion's, a former assistant of his, he's just taking in a football game and enjoying the game, enjoying the success of one of his former assistant coaches. Does that mean he's not going to be the new coach at Virginia Tech? No, he might be, but I don't think one has anything to do with the other. By the way, the Monarchs are putting together a pretty nice season. Now, I think 7-3 on the season. They're putting a pretty nice year. They're going to go bowling. And the way they got handled in Harrisonburg tells you even more about just how good this JMU bunch is.
Man, I'm kind of excited. Like, if JMU wins out, and it's a tough schedule. I know they're 20-point favorites over App State, but that's a rivalry. And then you've got Washington State, which is maybe a power conference team. Nobody really knows, but certainly, you know, they've got athletes. And then you finish against Coastal and maybe Southern Miss. It's a tough schedule, but how fun would that be to get a local team into the playoffs?
I think Washington State is in Power Four purgatory. I think that's the way. You know, they're Power Four adjacent. You know, I don't know. But I think it would be incredible to see JMU in the playoff. And I can tell you what, I don't think anybody wants to try to take on Alonzo Barnett and JMU. You know, it's like, oh, who'd we draw? JMU. Really? We got to play them?
Yeah.
You know, I just don't, you know, that, you know, and it's a little apples and oranges. And I'm not sure Miami's going to be able to pull off getting into the playoffs. But if the Canes get to 10-2 and somehow get into that playoff, that's a team that on a given day can beat anybody. So how this playoff pairing is going to shake out is going to be fascinating to me. But you're right. I mean, no matter what JMU does at the playoffs, getting in the playoffs would be huge for what's going on in Harrisonburg. You know, and they've lost coaches. They lost Cignetti. They bring in Bob Chesney, same as it ever was. We'll just keep right on going. So, you know, and now, you know, I've heard Bob Chesney mentioned with a few of these other guys. So, coaching vacancies. So we'll see. But it would be really cool to see the purple and gold in the playoffs.
Sign me up for JMU Indiana. That'd be fun. Gary Hess joins us here on Friday, on a high school football Friday. All right, final day for Stubb here, producing AWOD Radio. I know you've shared press boxes with him for a while. We're all going to miss Stubb. So I guess I'll send you off on, you know, if you want to share some good wishes to Stubb here on his final day.
You know, I hoped Stubb, the opportunity he has is very exciting for him. He is really fired up. I'm excited for him. It's our loss, and it's, you know, it's somebody else's gain. But
Glenn Allen's gain.
Glenn Allen Cultural Arts Center. And I tease him because I literally live a stone's throw from the Glenn Allen Cultural Arts Center. So I told him he's working in my neighborhood now. So, but you know, Stubb is just one of those guys. He's just, and he's been, as you know, he's part of our high school football team, and we love having him in the press box. He was just, you know, he handles the equipment, and it's like, well, I can keep track of scores for you. And then, you know, he's a valued part of our high school football team, and he's going to work around his schedule at the Cultural Arts Center and finish the season with us, and I'm thrilled about that, especially since it's Hokie Steve and Coach Chris. He's bringing the maturity and the common sense to the booth, so we're appreciative for that.
We appreciate the maturity and the common sense.
Yes, we did.
We appreciate you dropping by, Gary. We'll catch you next week. More playoff action on tap.
Oh man, have a great weekend and another exciting weekend of great football action, and we'll see if JMU can stay on track and if UVA can get back on track.
I'll put a bow.
And the high school games are going to be great tonight, and can't wait to see what happens tomorrow over at Trinity.
Oh man, that's going to be so much fun. We'll crown our first local state champ of the year, hopefully not the last. You'll have to follow along, of course, with the 910 crew. All right, some thoughts from Madrid. We'll put a bow on this thing. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.